This is Katie and Kay, Carbondale Community Access Radio, Glenwood Springs, Carbondale, the Roaring Fork Valley, and beyond. You're tuned to Everything Under the Sun. I'm your host, Raleigh Burley, one of two marvelous editors at the Soper Sun, joined by two marvelous youth contributors here.
Hello.
Hello. Would you like to introduce yourselves?
I'm Yesenia Benavides Burgos.
And I'm Gus Richardson.
Ooh. And my mic was not hot. I'm Gus Richardson. Hello. I'm a youth correspondent as well.
And today we have the joy of interviewing Rachel Wolfer, who is owner of Inkswell Printing here in Glenwood Springs. Rachel, are you there?
I am. Hello.
All right. I can hear you. Can everybody hear in their headphones?
I'm capable of hearing.
Perfect. Yesenia?
That was good. So passive-aggressive. I apologize.
You want to make sure your volume's up. And Rachel, can you hear us okay?
Absolutely.
All right. Well, let's just jump right in. So Inkswell Screen Printing in Glenwood Springs. I remember just a few years ago, although it's probably been more than I think, when you got started there in Glenwood. Could you tell us where the seed for this business came from? What inspired you to get into screen printing and create a company?
Sure, and for the record, it was 7 years ago.
7 years already?
It's just mind-boggling, yes. And thank you for being at our grand opening. Basically, I got my start in Wyoming. I used to say rural Wyoming, but I realized that all of Wyoming is rural.
Mm-hmm.
And I had one of my best friends basically ask if I could step in to do the graphic design in assisting with all of the pre-press artwork that needs to be done in order to create the screen. And we really started bare bones. We were stretching our own frames. We built our own screen printing press out of 2x4s, plans off the internet. It was very, very shoestring.
Rachel,
and from there, I was just...
I'm just going to interrupt you real quick, Rachel.
I knew I found my calling, and I knew this is what I wanted to do with the rest of my life. So it was very inspiring. It was also very exciting to know what I was going to do with my graphic design degree from Colorado Mountain College. Big up to CMC. And the rest is history.
Rachel, it sounds a little bit kind of echoey. I don't know if you're on speakerphone, maybe, or... it's okay. We can still hear what you're making out, what you're saying. But
okay.
If you are on speakerphone, maybe we could hear you a little better. But yeah, so amazing. And one thing that you touched on during our interview was that you really care about being a responsible business, being environmentally conscious. Could you go into some details about that and where that came from for you?
Yeah, it's been incredible to... Well, I still hear the echo as well.
It sounds a little better, though, actually.
Okay.
Well, that's way better.
Okay. Well, I'll just go and listen to myself for the most part. basically, in our industry with screen printing, you know, it's been amazing to watch the evolution of the industry in and of itself. Being a textile industry, there are responsible choices and not so responsible choices that businesses can make. And I decided that I wanted to be the former.
Mm-hmm.
I've seen practices firsthand that I didn't really align with, so to speak. And so that's why I decided to, you know, make this a priority with my business and what we're doing.
And I just thought of it. If you have your radio on, you probably don't need it because you'll be able to hear us through the phone. That might be causing the echo.
No, I don't have anything else on.
Oh, okay,
so.
Cool.
if I may offer up a question.
Okay, yeah, jump in, Gus.
So you mentioned that there are some practices that you were seeing in other textile printing businesses that you did not like and really wanted to avoid. What were some of those?
A couple of those would be, you know, not necessarily taking care of that wastewater. That's very particular with our industry because there are a lot of pigments in our inks. The specific cleaners that people can choose to use, particularly we like to use soy-based cleaners for everything. And there are, you know, basically the industry is moving away from solvent products into more eco-friendly citrus-based, soy-based, and things of that nature. But a lot of the wastewater is a big deal. I'm seeing things evolve into more of biodegradable inks in and of themselves, as well as just like the practices that you can put into place every day. So we use t-shirt straps to be able to clean up our screens. We're using boxes that come from our suppliers, and we supply that to our customer at the end of the day. We're also ordering a lot of other organic and recycled garment options. And one thing that we really appreciate doing in our place is to order all of our supplies once a week versus, you know, many shipments in a week. You can really minimize on that carbon footprint by just going for that one shipment.
Right, that makes a lot of sense. And I think that all of us here in Carbondale really like doing some stuff that's eco-friendly, so that sounds good.
Well, it's a good segue, too.
Great.
To talk
I'm right
about,
on with you.
The Dandelion Day live printing, which is a part of your business that you've mentioned to me. You've been dreaming up since the beginning to have a mobile press and to be able to go to those contexts like a little festival and to be able to print on site. So tell us a little bit more about why that's important to you.
I just really want to share the magic of screen printing with everyone. To me, every time we're able to make a successful print, it's kind of like a tiny miracle.
Mm-hmm.
With everything that goes in on the back end, and then for people to actually witness and pull the squeegee themselves and understand all what's involved in creating a garment. So I think it's going to be a lot of fun. We bring a lot of energy. We have our own magical playlist that we're ready to use. And, yeah, I think it'll be a lot of fun to get everybody involved with something like that.
And do you remember the first time you ever did a screen print?
I do. It was in my friend's garage in Basin, Wyoming, which was, you know, the makeshift situation that I'd mentioned earlier. And I remember pulling that squeegee, and we were printing like a shark. It was some custom artwork that my friend, Dave Henderson, who you should look up, by the way, amazing artist. And we were printing his artwork, and just watching that come to life on a tee was incredible. And it was definitely game-changing for me. And we still own the t-shirt. So I'm glad to know it's holding up very well.
I had a question about the printing for Dandelion Day.
Yeah.
So will only one logo be used, or like, will any design be able to be made?
We burn the screens ahead of time. So it's essentially a stencil that we're going to bring with us.
Mm-hmm.
So it's going to be the new artwork that Elise Hildebrand drew up, and I think is gorgeous, by the way. So that's going to be their new official logo, and we have the privilege of printing that and sharing it with everyone who wants to bring their own garment, or if they don't feel like they have something that is fitting to this nature, we'll also have a few organic and recycled options for purchase as well.
I'm super happy to report that of the 100 buttons on the board, I found the one button that shouldn't have been turned on, which was, and now we can hear you crystal clear. So that was on our end.
Oh, great.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
Okay, I was hoping I wasn't fat finger anything.
I mean, in your defense, we're never supposed to really touch the board. So
mm-hmm.
It was a fair mistake to make.
Yeah. but I'm glad we no can worries. Hear you crystal clear now. So tell us a little bit, like, do you ever do your designs? I know that you are an artist. So how often do you get to, like, dream up a t-shirt or a cool thing to throw on a hat and then make it real?
Realistically anymore, that's about once a year. which is too bad. And, you know, it's a double-edged sword. Obviously, it's a great problem to have that we are as busy as we are. But literally trying to squeeze in the line of my own production is my personal issue with being able to get in there now. But you know how it is as an artist. When that spark hits you, you just have to make it. And so I'll come in the weekend, late night, something like that. And if it has to live, I will bring it to life.
So this is Everything Under the Sun for folks who are just tuning in. And we are joined by Rachel Fulfer, representing Inkswell Screen Printing in Glenwood Springs. You mentioned, as we were talking during our interview, that you really like to stay up on all the innovations in the printing industry. And one thing you talked about was a special ink that's made from algae. Could you let us know more about how do you learn about these things? Are there magazines or conventions? And what are some of the really exciting things you see happening in this industry?
Yeah, there are a few different avenues as far as the information is concerned. I do get mailers from industry-specific suppliers. And it's, you know, a combination of my own curiosity as well. I go out there and look, you know, what is the most sustainable thing I could do? The algae ink in particular is really exciting. It's 100% biodegradable, obviously made from algae. My hiccup being an artist is that it only is available in black right now. So I'm keeping a really sharp eye on that to see, okay, when can we bring the rainbow into effect? So that's, you know, it's a combination of both getting that information from different industry specific outlets, as well as my own curiosity, you know, what can we do to make that better? I've had a few different sparks of inspiration myself to make my shop as sustainable as possible. One being just our own environment. You know, we work there every single day, thinking about the things that we're breathing, if there's any off-gassing or anything weird. I became pregnant a couple years ago. Happy to report he's alive and crazy toddler now, so we're doing well. You know, it's obviously very important to an individual, especially when you're trying to grow another healthy individual, to practice those environmentally friendly, human friendly things. So I go out of my way to look for things like that because I care about my family. I care about my employees. I care, you know, that's my other family. And just taking care of the house, so to speak. And obviously this place that we call home.
And so Dandelion Day, May 11th. You also mentioned that you're going to have some other things at the booth. And I want to shout out the fact that Inkswell, as a sponsor, is donating your material, your time, that you're so aligned with your values and the values of this festival that you're willing to give a whole day. And I'm guessing what is, you know, a lot of materials toward printing there in the park. Could you tell us a little bit more about some of the other fun stuff you'll have at your booth?
We're still narrowing that down exactly. In true artist form, there's nothing like the last minute to get everything done. But what I can say is we're going to have those organic t-shirts, super soft, something that you just want to wear every day, hopefully, until you stink. You know, we're thinking about hoodies and just narrowing down, like, those proper choices for the event. Another thing that I really love this year are corduroy hats. I'm a hippie at nature, and it's just fun to see corduroy kind of making a comeback, tie-dye making a comeback. So thinking about those fun items that would be up for grabs if people want something like that as well. We're considering a tote bag. We're just going to have to see how much time we have in the day. But yeah, a few items where we can really take that new logo and give it new life in all of these other various forms of garments that will be available.
Will you guys be able to print on jeans?
They'd have to be really wide leg jeans. meaning our specific platen that we plan print on is roughly 15 by 15 inches. Mm. So that's why it's proper and appropriate for a t-shirt, but maybe not so perfect for something more narrow like a pant leg.
Oh, all right. Thank you.
We do have that capacity in our shop, but not on our little travel guy.
All right.
But good question. Yeah, I would bring anything that's be able to lay flat on more of like a 15 by 15 inch square.
And what will be the cost if you buy a shirt or if you take your own garments?
So we've decided that $15 will bring you into our print experience. And so that includes the print on the front as well as mm-hmm. the sponsors on the back. I'm also working with the Dandelion Day crew to see if they wanted to add anything else fun to the back. But essentially that includes two prints. And you mm-hmm. can either decide to do it yourself or you can have one of us do that for you, just depending on the level of involvement you'd like. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have a range of garments for a selection if people would like to choose from those. I'm hoping to get more cost-effective things, you know, ranging from about $10 to maybe $15.
And that would be for people who didn't bring a shirt to print on. They could buy one there for
right.
10 to 15.
So most people when they go to a festival are used to, you know, roughly a $25 festival t-shirt.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to try to keep that cost effective for all consumers. And so if you're able to bring your own t-shirt, we can print that for $15. If you want us to print it and also supply the shirt, you can still walk away for $25.
So what are some of the other things people who might bring their own shirt need to know?
We'd highly recommend a light colored garment. We've decided that we would like to use kind of a deeper green, almost a forest green color for the printing, if you will.
Cool.
So anything light, just the way you separate your laundry, light versus dark. So light colored garments are going to work the best. And I would probably stick to more like a t-shirt, some hoodies, things with pockets, zippers, anything like that that might inhibit the actual printing, I would avoid. But even if you wanted to bring us a canvas or, you know, use your imagination and we can try to print anything that's flat, essentially.
Mm-hmm. So if it's like a jacket and it can go flat without any buttons or anything in the way, would that still work for the printing?
That's a good question. Thank you for bringing that up. So the material composition is also important. We want to try to stick with natural fibers. So we want to try to avoid things like polyester, you know, a ski jacket, not necessarily. So just things that are more organically made in the first place.
So if
in the true nature of Dandelion Day.
So if I'm rocking up with my cotton jacket with no things on it, will that be fine?
Let's rock and roll.
Like
hell
a,
yeah.
Like a cool jean jacket.
If it could lay flat. Absolutely. I would love to do that. And I hope you bring a bedazzler also.
Oh, yeah. Get all those rhinestones on there. It's going to be sick.
That's what's up. Yes.
So beyond Dandelion Day, which is May 11th for anybody who's curious, where else do you hope to take your new mobile press? What do you have dreamed up?
You know, the sky's the limit. We are considering something for Strawberry Days.
Okay.
We have also been contacted by, you know, a few boutiques in Aspen.
Oh, cool.
So it'll be really fun to see where this takes us. My vision is to hopefully work with more artists. If they have a gallery opening, if somebody has a new product and they'd like to do a launch, anything like that where we can help support someone's vision or idea or business, that's where we like to help build each other up.
I have another question. How many designs or how many prints will you guys be able to make? Because I read that you guys also sold out really fast.
Are you meaning like how many we're able to print?
Yes.
Oh, the sky's also the limit with that. We will make sure we bring enough ink.
All right.
And if 500 people want to line up, we'll get them all done. That's not a problem.
Cool.
So that's also what's nice about this is like we're not limited in capacity.
Mm-hmm. Well, I know your business has worked with like KD&K and the Soper Sun, and you've made stickers, you've made so many t-shirts. Why don't you throw out a few if people are unaware of like how deeply Inkswell is present in our community, people you've printed for, and then I have a part two of that question.
Okay. We've worked with, you know, one of our favorite clients is Sunlight Mountain Resort. They keep us kicking in those slower months in the winter, and we absolutely love the crew out there, so big up to Sunlight. Carbondale Arts, obviously, makes the world go around, so we love the guys at Carbondale Arts. We've worked with Aces. Strawberry Days is one of our bigger festivals in the summertime. Osmia Organics, you know, government entities, the Forest Service, Wilderness Workshop. And, of course, KD&K.
Yeah, did you do the newest t-shirts that Brian Colley designed?
We did, and I absolutely loved seeing that Brian made that.
I'm wearing one.
I had to throw out my favorite ink color, which I have aptly named Chuck Berry.
Uh-huh. That's...
And I hope you all enjoy that.
I'm wearing it so the students can see the Chuck Berry ink.
It is a very Chuck Berry ink.
Wonderful color.
It's really pretty.
And it's so soft.
Thank you.
And I love the corduroy hats, too. You mentioned those.
Oh, good. I'm glad. Yeah. Sometimes it's hard to tell. I'm almost 40 years old. So I always check in with my younger staff, you know, check in with my parents, check in with everyone. Like, okay, where are we at? Like, how cool is this, really? Or is it something that I just love?
So part two of my question is somebody who also likes to dabble in art. If somebody, Gus or Yesenia or myself, came up with something and thought, that's hilarious, that should be on a t-shirt, could anyone just send you a design and ask and pay some money to get something printed?
Absolutely. In fact, I welcome that. Like, it does get a little monotonous day after day printing corporate logos and things of that nature. Of course, we absolutely appreciate that business, but seeing anything fun, for instance, Brian Colley's artwork just lit up our entire week.
Mm-hmm.
So, yes, we welcome the more creative things, the things that are just too funny to say no. Even if you need a couple, you know, of course, we have a minimum of 24 pieces. However, if it's just too good to not exist, then we are going to bring that to life.
I think Yesenia has an idea.
I like that. I really like that. I'm going to start thinking of things to make so it can be printed.
Perfect. Definitely shoot me an email.
Right.
Yeah, so that was my next question. What's the best way for people to be in touch with you?
You can visit our website, which is inkswellprinting.com. And on there it has various forms of contact information. If you're a phone person, if you're an email person... There's also a form directly on the website if you're not a people person. And you can fill that out and we can return that call and get the ball rolling with you.
And as somebody, again, I'll just throw out my personal experience, who doesn't really navigate Photoshop very effectively but likes to create art, I found that Inkswell has been super good about, oh, you have that sketch, we can... you know, define what should be black and what's, you know, space and make that look really nice. So that personal attention is really great and appreciated. I couldn't recommend more working
Thanks
with Inkswell.
Thanks. We appreciate that.
do we have any other questions before we let Rachel go?
Yes.
Okay.
A little follow-up on, like, sending a design in. How much would that cost?
It depends on what your needs are. So, for instance, the price is very different for a single color print mm-hmm. on one side versus if you want six colors on the front and six colors on the back and things down all the sleeves plus bedazzler, you know.
Yeah.
So it varies quite a bit. That's why we're not able to just put a pricing list on our website as much mm-hmm. as I would love to. So it's very specific to what your needs are. So that's why we encourage you to just reach out, shoot us your artwork or concept. We do have four graphic designers in-house. So whatever that vision is, we'll make sure to make it happen for you.
All right.
Do you actually have a bedazzler? Is that a machine or a person?
Absolutely. Oh, yeah. You know I do.
Cool.
Have to.
Okay. That just expanded the possibilities.
I'm an old school punk rocker as well. It's funny because I will wear tie-dye one day and I'll also have, you know, spiked shoes the next day. So we'll make sure you're represented visually very well.
Well, before we wrap up, is there anything else that you, Rachel, would like to add?
I very much look forward to Dandelion Day. I hope you guys all come out. And, you know, I'd love to meet you face-to-face, shake hands. You know, we've kind of been the wizard behind the curtain for a long time, so this will kind of be a really nice way to get out there, interact with the community a little more, and just see how responsible we can be as far as environmental practices go.
Once again, May 11th, it starts with the Parade of Species outside the KDNK studios at 10 a.m., and it continues all day with fun events in the park, an education tent, live music, live printing, plenty of booths, a great place to buy a Mother's Day gift. And with that, we'll wrap up. Thanks so much, Rachel. I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate it.
And we here at Everything Under the Sun hope that all you listeners have a wonderful rest of your day.
Bye-bye.